Would you turn with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 59, one verse, verse 19. It's been on my heart. The word says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. And I want to stop the reading right here. Before I go on this morning, would you bow your heads? I just want to lift a prayer. This word would be effective this morning and do what it's proposed to do. Precious Heavenly Father, we just come before you in the mighty name of Jesus, thanking you, Lord, in advance. And we pray for a freedom in the Spirit, Lord. Anoint these lips of clay that they may only speak the word that you have proposed, a word that will bring transformation, encouragement, strength, and power. Give us hearts to believe. Give us ears to hear. We thank you and ask it in Jesus' name this morning. I want to use for a subject this morning, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. I know we try not to take a single verse out of context in the scriptures, but I don't believe this verse can be taken out of context. It fits anywhere you put it. I think it is one of the truths that's in the Word of God that is so real. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by the challenges and struggles of life? And in these moments, just long for a divine intervention. Somehow the Lord would reach to the situation and navigate us through the storm. Because every one of us, I believe, has gone through storms some way or another, some mightier than others, but we've all gone through the storms. And this verse reminds us of the profound impact of the blessed Spirit's intervention that he can have on our lives. Thank God for the Holy Spirit that is with us. Praise God. This verse encourages us and encourages anyone that is feeling defeated are hopeless this morning. There is hope in Christ, praise God. This powerful image that this verse creates is when evil seems overwhelming and relentless, God's Spirit will rise up and defend his people. I love what the psalmist says, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I, praise God. Oh, Holy Spirit, lead us to that rock that is higher than I this morning. He will defend his people, praise God. Oh, we face opposition from Satan, the attacks from unseen forces. And it seems to me like lately the enemy has doubled up his efforts. I don't know if that's just me, my impressions, but it seemed like the enemy is warring against the church, that he knows his time is short, as someone mentioned. And he's doing everything to pull out all the stops to discourage and to bring our faith down. But I'm saying thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. Just as a standard bearer lifts up a flag to rally troops and inspire courage, so too does the Spirit of the Lord empowers us to stand firm against the schemes of the enemy against the church, praise God. The brother just read that scripture, stand, and we need to stand and stand on the promises of God. Stand in faith, believing, praise God, that he will make a way. We take comfort in knowing that we're not alone. Aren't you glad we're not alone this morning? The enemy would try and tell us you're alone. Oh, no one here. You look, you're biting. No, we're not. Praise God. We know the Lord sees. We know the Lord hears, and sometimes we walk by faith and not by sight. But praise God, we thank God for his presence and his power. The promise assures us that when we face overwhelming challenges or attacks from an enemy, God will intervene on our behalf. Just as a standard raises high above an army, signaling protection and victory, so does God's Spirit shield the souls of his people from harm. You know, it reminds us that no matter how powerful or pervasive injustice may appear, God has the final say over the soul. Praise God. We are in spiritual warfare. We say that often. I can't say it enough. Nothing happens by accident. The enemy of our soul is warring against the church of God. And it's not an organization. No, it's the people. It's the souls, the born-again believers walking in the Spirit. Praise God. You know, if you want a modern-day example of what's going on with the church, just look at Israel. They've got Hamas on one side. They've got the Houthis, and now they've got Iran. Circle everywhere attack on them. That's how the people of God are, praise God. The enemy is trying to overwhelm us. But I'm so thankful for the Spirit of God this morning, praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. Lord, help us. The enemy uses many tactics to prey on our weakness, to tempt us into transgression. He employs a wide array. The schemes, in Ephesians, it talks about the schemes of the devil. Like an army constantly strategizing and adapting their methods to catch us off guard. And one of the primary tactics he uses is fear. You see, fear paralyzes us. It makes it difficult for us to resist the advances. I love what Paul wrote the church at Corinth. If I could turn to that just a moment. He says, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." A constant assault of fear and fatigue of fighting the devil. Don't give in to the fear that would paralyze me. I found a way to keep going and not give in to fatigue that would make me want to quit. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. Lord, help us to overcome fear. Fear, we can't seem to get the victory. We lose our joy. Fear makes everything, all the things that we hear, seem much more real than the Word of God. Is the verdict going to come back good? Is the diagnosis going to come back okay? What's going to happen with my family? What's my job situation? And the enemy doesn't let up. In those moments, praise God, he continues to pummel us with ideas and thoughts of defeat, anxiety. Oh, Lord, help us. Fear is a liar. Fear denies the power of God. Fear denies the mercy of God. And it's a liar this morning. Another weapon he uses is deception. The great deceiver. Something that would seem harmless or even desirable tries to entice us, distract us away from the word. The enemy knows how to exploit our vulnerabilities. He studies us carefully, observing our weaknesses and insecurities. He knows you better than you know yourself. He's followed you. He's observed you. He's heard your conversations. He sees what you read. He knows your outbursts. And he plays on that. And he exploits it. And he targets those weaknesses. I'm not being melodramatic. I'm telling you that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, as the word says, but principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. The enemy has an organization. And his desire is to bring us down. Jesus said it in John, St. John, the gospel, to rob, to steal, and to destroy. That's his mission. No mercy. No mercy. Rob, steal, and destroy. Oh Lord, help us. He exploits the attacks on us through manipulation, through making us feel guilty, through our emotions. And we know sometimes after we've displeased the Lord, how do you feel? You feel terrible, don't you? You feel like, Lord, I let you down. I let the enemy get a hold of me. I let things mount up, well up within me, and I knew it wasn't right, but I couldn't control myself. The enemy just had me in a fix. Oh, praise the Lord. Lord, raise up a standard. Oh, praise God. Raise up a standard against him. Praise God. He uses the word flood when the enemy comes in like a flood. That's vivid imagery. You know, of something overwhelming force and a destruction that the church will face. I know you've seen pictures of the floods that we've had over the many years. I think it was 93, wasn't it, the great flood? I'll never forget that one building, that red building. I don't know if it was a barn or something, that just the whatever river it was overflowed and just carried it right off its foundation. Just overwhelmed it. Just the power of that water. The power of that water just drug it all the way out. Destroyed it. When he comes in like a flood, it's not only the intensity of the attacks, but it's the abundance. He never just attacks in one place. Oh no. It's always multiple times, multiple ways he works on us to defeat us, to destroy us. It can be easy to feel overwhelmed and powerless. Have you ever felt like that at times? Like, Lord, don't you hear? Lord, don't you see? And that's the lack of our faith speaking such words. But God sees, praise God, and his word says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Why such relentless attacks? Why? A deep-seated hatred for what is good and righteous. Our commitment to righteousness threatens the influence and exposure to such wickedness. His desire and unyielding pursuit is to hinder God's plan for our lives. I want you to hear me real clear on this. To hinder God's plan for our lives. The enemy knows that if he can derail us from fulfilling our purpose, he will have successfully thwarting God's intentions. He will stop at nothing to prevent us from stepping into the destiny that God has ordained for us. I want to say that again. I want you to listen very closely. The enemy knows that if he can derail us from fulfilling our purpose, he will have successfully thwarted God's intentions. He will stop at nothing to prevent us from stepping into the destiny that God has ordained for us. You're not here by accident. God has called you. You have a calling, a mission to accomplish. You've been placed in the body of Christ for a specific purpose, to edify the body of Christ. And you have something to carry out. Me, just little old me? No, yes, you. Every one of us. God has a destiny for you to fulfill. A witness, a testimony to give. Something to be done for the kingdom. And if the enemy can derail you, if the enemy can knock you off course, then he wins. But oh, praise God. Lord, help us. Help us, Lord. Give us that overcoming power. You see, he wants to break the unity of the body of Christ, causing strife among the brethren, to weaken our collective strength. What does Paul talk about? Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The church has to be in unity. The church has to be about the church, about the work of God. We have to love one another, pray for one another, hold each other up. Recognize what the enemy's doing. Recognize his plot, his ploy. Destroy the unity. Weaken the faith. Stop the praise. Stop the movement of the Holy Spirit. Stop it. At all costs. Whatever it takes. Whatever little crack he can get his thoughts into, he does it. Relentless. But God has given us the armor. God has given us what we need. All things pertain to godliness and righteousness. Lord, help us this morning. Help us, Lord, to fight the good fight of faith. Oh, praise God. Lord, Spirit of God, raise up a standard against our enemies. Praise his name. In Ephesians, the glory of God through the Holy Spirit. Paul's prayer, I believe Brother Mel had this Wednesday night, if I'm not mistaken. He said, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe. The exceeding glory. Oh, praise God. The exceeding greatness of his power, rather. The riches of his glory. Oh, praise God. To have the Holy Spirit manifest in our lives. The glory of God. It's real, praise God. It's a real evidence of the glory of God in our lives. Oh, praise God. It transforms us. It renews our mind. Oh, Holy Spirit. Paul writes to Romans. He says, be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by what? By the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You think the enemy wants your mind renewed? He wants you to think a certain way. He wants you to be bent on going away from God. But the Holy Spirit says, be not conformed, but transformed by the renewing of your mind. Praise God. It brings clarity to confusion and peace to turmoil and hope to despair. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah this morning. Praise God. Lord, help us renew our mind in the Spirit of God. He equips us with supernatural power. Oh, praise the Lord. How can we live the life? How can we walk the walk? It's that power from heaven. And you shall receive power, Jesus said, when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Power to live the life. Power to say no. Power to resist. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, overwhelming, praise God, the Spirit of God. We don't have the ability, but that Spirit of God within us, the Paraclete, one called alongside to help. He lifts up a standard, praise God. He holds our feet together. He holds our shoulders and keeps us standing, praise the Lord. A boldness and a confidence that he gives, praise God. Confidence to face any challenge that comes our way. Oh, Lord, help us. Help us this morning, oh God. Praise God. The scriptures are so encouraging. The Spirit, the Word of God says, greater is He that is within you than he that is in the world. The psalmist says, Thy word have I hidden in my heart. What did Jesus use when the enemy came against him? It is written, the word. He used the word, praise God. Offensive weapon that God gave us, the word. What does the word say, praise the Lord? Well, the enemy is going to be whispering in your ear. Well, do you believe it? You think it's meant for you? Yes, I do. Yes, it is. Praise God. Jesus said, it is written. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Peter tells us in his epistle, the devil goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist steadfast in the faith. Oh, brother and sister, the Holy Spirit is talking to us this morning. Resist the enemy of our soul. Keep pressing for the kingdom. Don't let him derail your course. Don't let him throw you off. Don't become complacent in your worship, in your walk with the Lord, but press for the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. In this scripture, the Spirit of God shall raise up. Oh. A standard against him. This word, raise up a standard, I believe, in most of the descriptions in the Hebrew, it means to flee, to fall away. But here, it doesn't quite fit. The Spirit of God is going to raise up a standard against him. And one of the other definitions in the Hebrew is to put to flight. Is that the Spirit of God is going to attack the enemy. Going to push him back. Praise God. Just as Israelites left Egypt and they came to the Red Sea. And they had Pharaoh's army behind them. The pillar of cloud. But they came to a point they couldn't proceed. Came to the Red Sea. No way. Trapped. The Spirit of God. The breath of God. Blew a pathway open through that Red Sea. He blew a path open through that Red Sea and they went through safely. Lift up a standard. Oh, praise God. Pursue him. Drive him out. Oh, Lord, we have power in the name of Jesus. We have power in the Holy Ghost. Help us, Lord. We're not victims. We are not victims this morning, my brother and sister. The enemy would like to make you a victim. Well, Lord, if you just, I'm just a ping pong ball and a pinball in the game of life here, and I'm bounced around every way. No. He that spared not his own son, shall he not freely give us all things? Oh, praise God, brother and sister. Believe it this morning. Believe it. I want to come to a close with James and what he writes. I found it just, I've read this verse many times, but it just struck me. Fourth chapter, seventh verse. You may want to highlight it in your Bible. I've highlighted it in mine. You don't have to do that, but you may want to. He says, Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Part one, that's the key. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Submit yourself to the Holy Spirit. Yield to the Holy Spirit. Surrender to the Holy Spirit. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Oh, praise the Lord this morning. Take your sword out. Take the word out. Devil, you're a liar. This is what the word says. I'm believing the word, praise God. The word cannot lie. The sword of the Spirit. Submit yourselves to God. You see, the enemy tries to get us away from being submissive to the Holy Spirit. He gets us in a position, attack. When the flood, the enemy comes in like a flood, distract us, overwhelming. We fight sometimes in our humanity. And Jesus said, Paul writes in Corinthians, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Oh, praise God. We got to be in the frame of mind to yield to the Spirit. We got to be in the frame of mind to allow the Spirit of God to move us and to lead us and guide us. Praise the Lord. Submit yourself to God. Be submissive to the Lord. Lord, what do you want from me? Lord, I'm going in prayer. I don't know how to handle this situation. I don't know what to do, Lord. I'm overwhelmed. I'm fearful. The enemy is hitting me with rights and lefts, and I seem to have no defense. Lord, I'm coming. I'm coming to you, the stronghold of my life. Praise God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Oh, praise the Lord. Lord, help us this morning. Help us to continue to march on, to walk circumspectly, and to fight the good fight of faith. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. I'm so glad of that this morning. How many times has God intervened in our lives? We didn't know how things were going to turn out. We weren't sure about tomorrow, the next day. Fear paralyzed us. Distraction. God seems so far away. And the Word of God is telling us, I see, I've dispatched the Spirit to lift up a standard of victory over you, praise God, of protection. I'll make a way where there is no way. I'll hold you up in the storm. I'll take you to the other side. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for this glorious gospel, for what you have bestowed upon us. I pray the Lord encourage you this morning. I pray he encourage us all to trust him, to believe his promises. Well, Brother Ron, you don't know my situation. It seems so overwhelming. Every material thing, every thought, everything I read, everything I hear looks like it's going to go a certain way. And I'm fearful. And I want to trust God, recognize the schemes of the enemy, recognize you are in spiritual warfare. There's a way through. God's hand is with us, praise the Lord. He will not fail you. Oh, praise God. I want to read one last verse from Isaiah. And I'm going to close. Fear not, I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God.
I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Oh, glory to God this morning. Fear not, church. Fear not. We're in God's hands. He's going to make a way, praise God. He'll uphold us with his strong right hand. He'll take us through. Glory to his name. Oh, glory to his name. Glory to his name this morning. Oh, I praise him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for the victory. When the scripture says we are more than conquerors, oh, Lord, I wish we would take that to heart. I wish we would believe that with all our hearts. And I say for myself, first of all, help me to believe it, because I've been in fearful at times and it's paralyzed me and it's held me back. Lord, take away the fear. Let me trust in your mighty hand and your power. May the Lord encourage you this morning. May his name be praised.